Hello and welcome to another episode of Rupali Shukla's podcast, a place where you get the opportunity to grow and give every single day. So today in this particular episode, I'm going to cover what are the simple steps to take responsibility of your own life. So without wasting much of your time, let's get back to the points. So the first step is stop blaming other people. We have the tendency to blame other people. All the people around us are being blamed again and again by us. Whatever things we are having, what are the life we are living, what are the things which we have are the result of our choices which we have made and the decisions which we have made in our life. If you are the one who keep on blaming others, your friends, your family, your brother, your sister, your teachers, then you are doing a wrong thing. You have to stop doing it. So stop blaming other people. Second step in order to take responsibility of your own life is stop making excuses. I don't know from where humans have the tendency to make excuses like I don't have enough money, I don't have enough brain, I don't have enough talent, I don't have enough resources, I don't have that much of capability, I was not having that thing, particular thing which other were having. There are n number of excuses which we keep on telling ourselves, and that is why we are not able to take responsibility of our life. So if you want to take responsibility of your own life, you have to stop making excuses on a daily basis. So just stop making excuses. The third step is accept negative emotions as part of your life. You have to understand that everything happens for a reason. And if you have good things, you will have bad things also. Life is not just all about having good things in your life. If you have something bad, accept it. It's not like this that you will be happy all the time. There will be time when you will feel sad. You will have that negative, sad emotions. So what you have to do is, you have to accept those emotions. You don't need to suppress those emotions. You have to accept it. And there are n number of ways by which you can distract yourself. You have to accept those emotions and don't waste much of your time dwelling on those negative emotions. Go and figure out what are the ways to distract yourself and get out of those negative emotions. So this is the third step of taking responsibility of your own life. Now comes the fourth and the most important step, that is stop complaining. We have a tendency to complain about everything. Our surroundings, our infrastructure, our things which we are having, people we are having, we complain a lot. The service which is being provided to us, the food we have, we complain a lot. The mobile phone which we are having, the car which we are using, the bike which you are having, or the scooty which you are using to travel to your college or to your school, you are complaining about life a lot. You have to stop doing it. In order to take responsibility of your life, first of all, stop complaining. I hope you like this particular episode. If you like any of the points from this particular episode, please don't forget to shoot a DM on Instagram. That is on ROOPALI_SHUKLA. Thank you for listening to this particular episode. We will be back with another episode very soon.